Greetings and welcome back to Relationships Unfiltered, a podcast about relationships, love, lifestyle, romance, sex, and a whole bunch more. I'm your host here, Rashad Baikir, and welcome back to my channel. I wanted to let you know, first of all, you can keep in touch with me with the Relationships Unfiltered podcast, videocast, whatever you like, on my YouTube channel, which is RB Media 323, Relationships Unfiltered. Also, you can tag along with my Instagram, Rashad Baikir, along with my TikTok, which is Relationships Unfiltered, Rashad Baikir, and other social media platforms out there to find the show, Relationships Unfiltered with Rashad Baikir. Now, today's program, I'm going to be talking about what do men do to inspire their woman or inspire her? And there are a number of things, of course, and you have probably your own list of things that you can think of relative to the man inspiring the woman. And I'm gonna just go through a few things because I think that's important for relationships of any kind between the dynamic of men and women or the dynamic of two people in general. Again, I'm open to everybody, but again, it's much of the topic points are heavy centric to heterosexual relationships, but they're not inclusive only to heterosexual relationships. So you understand that. So you can get in where you fit in with that. And just, again, as I stated from many shows back, to menu that to whatever situation you in. So you understand the lay of my talking points are not to be exclusive for anybody, but more or less just talking about what is the general dominant relationship dynamics. Now, saying that, again, when we look at the aspect of a man inspiring his woman, I look in three areas. And it's like a triad to me. It's like, first and foremost, her spirit, soul, energy, her higher self being as the crown jewel of that. And the second being her mental, psychological mind space. And then the third is her physical aspects. And so we'll start with the first one of the spiritual higher one, since that is the quintessence of all things relating to who we are, okay, and coming into that self. And how is that inspired? Now, for many people, they would simply look at it on point to religion. For example, because religion in society and in culture is huge and very influential to people. However, for me, it goes beyond just standard institutional religion. The aspect of who we are as beings transcends that in many areas. To understanding our own consciousness and our own wherewithal of who we are, and our inspiration and motivation, and to do what we're potentially capable of doing, and having a right-centered mind space within that. Now, among things that come about that, and I talk about this in another one of my podcasts, so you'll get to it. When I look at some characteristics of us as beings, and at the top of that list is divinity. And so when you have that higher sense of self, that purpose that you hear so much people talk about, then you're centered to that. And if you're kindred spirit to that, then everything else revolves around that piece, you know, to be at your best, for striving for excellence and all these sorts of things in the most complete and most compatible of ways. So you have that aspect to as your foundation to therefore move about and grow and develop and be nurtured and everything else that comes about within that. Okay. So that's critical and that's important and that understanding. Again, I'm not necessarily talking about religion per se. I'm talking about more or less spirituality and the energy of us as beings within our higher selves in that regard, okay? Absence of religion, not necessarily, but inclusive. Okay. Now, from that, of ways in which a man can be inspirational to a woman is through her mental, her psychological, which is very important, and have an understanding of that, nurturing her, giving her example, what she's putting in to her mind space. Okay, much like what she's putting into her spirit being space, you know, if she's meditating, she's thinking about positive orientated things, that is coupled with the mental psychological as well too. So it's the things, first of all, what are you thinking about? What are you talking about? What are you looking at? What are you reading, you know, digesting and consuming and processing? Therefore, you're reinvigorating a lot of core things, tenets that will be inspirational to her and yourself as a man. Therefore, you're able to grow, develop, and do what is your human potential to do, okay, or close to that. And so this is another vital piece of the understanding of what we should be able to be doing to get the best out of our woman, out of women, or your woman, however that works for you, in regard to inspiring her, okay. Now, the third piece is the physical, okay? Which obviously it's important for all of us, you know, to take care of ourselves. You know, health is wealth, as the saying goes. Many of you have heard this and many of you live by this. And so obviously every aspect of physical health is wealth. From what are you intaking from nutrition? We talk about what you're putting into yourself in the mental part, as well as the spiritual part, but also the physical part. What are you eating? Are you eating healthy? Are you exercising? Are you taking care of yourself? On top of that, what are you doing in terms of physical activity to make sure that you are keeping yourself at your most fittest potential, okay? And all that kind of stuff, because that is critical. It's critical for any man with his woman that if she's not feeding him or he's not feeding her good food, physical food, then you are doing things that will be harmful, let alone detrimental to one's health. And in certain population groups, they are more higher risk to susceptibility to health issues, you know, with cholesterol, heart disease, things of that nature. And so I always, when I talk to men, and it comes into the aspect of when they point out about how their woman doesn't look like she looked when they first met, I always put the finger back at the men. I said, it's your responsibility. If you found her that way, then it's up to you to help maintain her. That comes into why I'm talking about what do men do to inspire their woman. And so, and we are aware that many women do struggle with their weight, okay? So you must inspire her to get off the couch, just like you have to get off the couch and get out there and walk or go to the gym or something that is in that, again, that connects you, that builds that bond piece for both of you to be inspired and have that understanding. Okay. And that starts with the man, because women more so go through emotions. Okay. That put them in a mood. Maybe they don't feel as much. Like they said, I used to coach girls sports, and my daughters particularly when they were coming up. And what I learned about the differences in coaching girls versus boys is that girls need to feel good to play good, while boys are more about looking good to play good, okay? And so no matter what I would say to the girl in terms to how she looks and all that, if she didn't feel good about herself, then she didn't feel inspired enough to play good in the game, okay? And this is the way in which women are to some degree, okay? And understand this, that psychology. So therefore, for men, again, getting them used to, getting them in a regular routine, just as getting your own self in a regular routine, for health is wealth. Be that, again, starting with food, starting with a routine of exercise, and again, a way of living that will be inspirational for your best. Because when you want to achieve at your best, then you are going to be purpose-driven, you're going to be inspired, aspirational, objective, and intentional with what you do. And so those are some things that are components to that. Okay. As I, again, circle back into the three critical areas for what men can do with respect to inspiring their women, their woman or their women. Okay. Keep coming back to that. So we understand. And then of course, the last piece that comes in as far as the physical part is, again, how you maintain yourself in terms of dress style and those sorts of things, which these are aesthetics, but they're important in terms of presentation, okay? Because first impressions matter in a way, and how you presenting yourself, you know? And of course, back in the day, people took that very seriously. They took the ideal of dressing a certain way as an embodiment to their own value system, okay, towards going out and presenting themselves at their best, okay? That type of thing. I'm not saying you got to go out and spend $1 million. I'm saying you got to go out there and have your woman doing all this plastic surgery and all that stuff. I'm not saying that. That's your business if you want to do all that. But it's not necessary to do all that. You know, what is more important is at a respectable level to how you present yourself. And that style, whether it be elegant, classy style, and so forth, to show yourself at your best and all that kind of good stuff. And just as you want her to look good, you need to look good as the man. Again, you have to reciprocate what you're giving out to her. You have to role model that yourself. And therefore, that works in partnership, and the same goes vice versa with some things that the women can do to inspire men, which I'll talk about later. I have some upcoming podcasts that I'll be doing on some different topics relating to some things that so stay tuned on those as I'll be getting to them. I'll be doing some promo stuff relative to that. So three areas that I look at with regard to that really are the core, for me, the core areas to what it takes in terms of areas that a man can be and inspire his woman. Again, starting with the spiritual conscience of the woman, okay? The essence of her, to give her purpose and divinity of who she is in that sense of it, or at least, like I said, give it to where she sees it in you, then she will gravitate to that as well, too. Because, again, we're talking about inspiring her, encouraging her, okay? Things that you need to do. And you need to have, that's a foundation of your value center of where you are as a man, okay? And being accountable. And then the second piece is the mental part. And you got to get yourself right. Just again, what you putting into your thought process, what are you putting into what you're looking at, reading, mentally digesting, okay? Good conversations, fruitful conversations, inspirational conversations and thoughts and objectives, and standing on your business to what you need to do. And then the third piece, as I mentioned, looks at the physicality of health as wealth, and making sure that you're doing the necessary things within regimen that will allow you, potentially allow you to reach, achieve, maintain, sustain the things that will put you at your best, okay, in excellence of who you are. And I believe if you can kind of wrestle around those three things, then you're going to surefire inspire your woman. I know. So that's what I'm going to say on it. All right, here it is. I stopped with this. And you folks have a great rest of your time. Appreciate you tuning in and listening. And stay tuned for the next one as we come back with Relationships Unfiltered here with Rashad Bakir. Thanks so much.